One thing that I want to touch on is that believing in the universe, doing your best and be unattached to the outcome. But how do we explain that to someone that don't have enough money to next month's rent or paying tuition for their kids or even buying food? How do they believe in the universe and doing the best thing when they're starting up their
business? Good question. So I'm going to give you an example. So I was probably around 20-ish. I was working at a recording studio and I was on salary, right? And it wasn't a big salary. And I worked with a band and I had the opportunity. They said to me, Pete, we want you to come and record our album at this other studio. I will tell you that album was awful and it was not a hit. But I made the decision. I believed in myself enough to quit my salaried job to go work with a band in the hopes it would work out. And what that boils down to is, am I happy with what the outcome is, whatever the outcome may be? And the answer is yes. And I was broke when I did that. It's easy to do stuff when you're broke when you're 21. So let's talk about now. So let's say I was moving to LA from the UK now with my wife and three kids who are looking at me to put food on the table. What I would do is, if I decided to go into real estate, I would work every hour that God sent. So I would do, because we have to do stuff that puts food on the table. When I was a young man, there wasn't stuff like Uber, right? If I had to work driving an Uber from 5 in the afternoon to 3 in the morning, I would do it 7 days a week so that I could then be in the real estate office or trying to find real estate clients. I would sit every single open house. I would call everyone. I would be of service. I would look at every single person and every opportunity this way. I would look, what can I give to it rather than take from it? And then I would let the universe figure out the results. And I've done that. And I've done, I will tell you, when I moved to Los Angeles, yes, I had a manager for a minute, but then I got really broke after a few albums. I remember living in Laurel Canyon, which is close to here. And I had a change jar. And I remember taking coins out of my change jar and walking to El Pollo Loco to have dinner, not being able to pay the rent. But and I was probably 30, 20, 29 when that happened. Yeah. And so success is not for people who want it. It's for people that do it. Just wanting to be successful doesn't really mean shit. Yeah. You got to do it. And you got to do it harder and longer than other people, because skill in martial arts is one thing. Skill in real estate, yeah, there are some very skilled people, but if you can work and outwork people and learn and give and don't look at people as a commission, look at what you're making a year, even if it's a small amount, as a salary and not each person being a walking check, you will be successful. Yeah. It just takes time, takes self-belief, and I have no problem that sometimes it's scary and sometimes it is financially nail-biting. If it wasn't, it wouldn't taste as good as it does when you win. Yeah. You know?